Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And.
It's all about you.
Looking for a house next year?
Then come to Spencer Properties for a friendly, professional and stress-free service.
With a wide range of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Woodhouse, Burley and the city centre.
Platinum membership with Unipol.
We are the perfect way to find your first home.
And we've been voted the safest landlord by Leeds University Union.
Spencer Properties. Come find your new home.
Take a trip to Italy with La Bezzi Italian Restaurant.
You can bring your own alcohol and make use of our 10% student discount every Sunday to Thursday
on a wide range of top quality dishes straight from the heart of Italy.
Come visit us on Clarendon Road, just a stone's throw away from Leeds University.
La Bezzi, authentic Italian cuisine.
Selected is back.
Leeds Student Radio is celebrating the UK music scene with an underground extravaganza.
We bring the bass and the bars with the hottest artists including Empress Imani,
Wheezy Jefferson,
Lady Sanity,
and Leeds' own rap battle champion, MC Dialect.
Expect an explosive night of grime, reggae, hip-hop and bass
at Hi-Fi Club on Monday, 9th of November.
Have you been selected?
Have you been selected?
You look tired, mate. You could do with a flat white coffee.
Open from 8 a.m. with three guest blends. This ain't your normal cup of joe.
Come down to Brudenell Grove in Hyde Park and tuck into our range of food and drinks alongside free Wi-Fi.
We're open from morning to the late hours,
giving you plenty of time to kick back with your mates.
East Village, proud sponsors of the LSR Breakfast Show.
Leeds Student Radio brings you The Beat.
Every weekday at 6, we'll be giving you the latest on student news, views and lifestyle in your city.
Brought to you by Amber Cars, you'll be the first to know what's going on.
Call us on 01132 311 366 or download the app
for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
The Beat is the only place to be.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Dangerous
Jag.
You're listening to Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio.
Good evening, it is a Friday night here on Leeds Student Radio. You're locked into Dangerous Jag and I'm here till 8 p.m. to get you ready for the most exciting of Friday nights out. Or nights in. It's all good, you don't have to go out. No pressure. It's been a big week, oh my goodness. Last night I was at the Student Radio Awards in London at the O2 and it was so big. I'm hungover, I'm not going to lie to you, but that is not going to stop me, okay? Going to kick off with this one. It's Red Light. It's called Metronome, out on his new album. And I'm a big fan, I'm not going to lie to you. It's got Roses Gable on the vocals and the stuff he's bringing out is just phenomenal. And this is, you know, following 90s, following Gold Teeth. It is just some massive, massive hit. So I hope you love it as well. Tweet me at ThisIsLSR if you want to get a shout out. Let me know what you're doing. Are you cooking in the kitchen? You going out? Are going to a house party? Just chilling? Or are you hungover like me? Let me know. And this is Leeds Student Radio.
Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. Let the beat set the tone. Move into the metronome, move into the metronome. I need full control, cause I really wanna let it go. Move. I need full control, cause I really wanna let it go. Move into the metronome, move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. Let the beat set the tone. Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. I need full control. Cause I really wanna let it go. Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. Let the beat set the tone. Move into the metronome. Move into the metronome. I need full control. Cause I really wanna let it go.
This is Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio.
Sounds of Red Light. This one called Metronome, as I said, is coming out on his debut album X Color in 3 days' time. Exciting stuff. I definitely am gonna get it. It's out on his own label called Lobster Boy, and it's just a massive tune. You can catch him playing at the O2 Academy in Scotland for the Animax Presents tour that is kicking off as well. Very, very soon as well. It's just an exciting time for club music, kind of the autumn. I love this time of year. It's just something about the untimely darkness of the evening and then just going out, going to a rave. It's a little bit cold outside, you're in like a weird warehouse, and then massive tunes like this happen, you know? It's great. I love it. Dangerous Jag. Gonna keep things moving now with this one, Azealia Banks, Desperado. You might recognise the production, it's actually MJ Cole's. So good. This came out on her album last year, Broke With Expensive Taste, and I'm listening to it again now because I love it so much. I'm such a big Azealia Banks fan. I think she's very sassy, I'm not going to lie to you. She has a lot to say if you check out her Twitter, but I think her music is awesome. Such good beats on this one. So if you haven't listened to it, definitely check it out. In terms of what's coming up, I've got my top three on rotation tracks, and the lovely gals from Slut Drop will be coming in. I will explain in a sec.
Desperado.
Ups and ups, seductive pup, flux to the dip back up and strut. Ups like a whip, what's up, nigga, with that buck, can I get that rump and mutts and tucks, the lux and such. I be in the mirror looking lux and blush, lux and such, seductive strut. I be aqua physio, that passion punch, where the fashion's munch, but the fabric's lush. You don't get the access, none, spun them on my axis, son. Hit him with the hazard, hun, then I'm in the satin rump, blend it with the carrot blush. Plus I got the cash in the base, heavy spaz and some. Come get your limbs and bum, dinner with the princess one, printing expensive
hey, fun. So I do my thing. Desperado. Hey yo. So I do my thing. Desperado.
I'll be pretty pussy, plenty plush and stuff. You be picky pissy, penny crushed and crunched, crust and dust, slumped and dumped. Queens is a cut suit, others not Trump. Giddy up this buck, titty tuck, no such. I'll be picky pissy in the front and up. You be very sissy, lady lump, pitch up, Betty bump to spun, but rum bum bun.
Hey yo, that's how I do my thing. Desperado. Hey yo, that's how I do my thing. Desperado.
acid tongue. Then I'm in the python pump. Betty hunts his ton. Hit a hunch fist, come get amongst this one. If the freaky function fun, I could be the perfect one. Spurging on a purchase, yum. Merging on a purpose, one. When the verse is fun, I'm a hearse this. Can't rehearse this, none.
Azealia Banks there, Desperado, MJ Cole on the production there. Such a tune. I love it. I wish I could play it again, but we must move on.
This is Sarah Jane Crawford, and you're listening to my girl, Dangerous Jag, at Leeds Student Radio.
So I'm having a bit of a girl power show. I'm not going to lie to you. So that was Azealia Banks there. As I said, Slut Drop are coming in to the studio. If you don't know who Slut Drop are, I'll just... probably should tell you who they are. They're basically a collective of female ravers and DJs based in Leeds, and they put on nights. They put on awesome nights. They actually put on Halloween last week. They did a night with Lady Leisha. She came down, and Takat, who is one of their DJs, who's also coming to talk to us in a minute. She DJed as well, and it was just, apparently it was amazing. Unfortunately, I could not attend because I was DJing myself at Good Life, but apparently it went really, really well. And so yeah, we're going to get them on in about 15 minutes, and then we're going to hear all about what they do, what they've got coming up. It's going to be really, really exciting. Like, they're really cool girls, and I'm excited to have them on the show. You know, I love having guests. If you want to be a guest, you let me know. This is LSR, and I'll try and book you in. You know how it is. But speaking of on the subject of Slut Drop, basically this next song I'm going to play you is by an artist called Mina. That's Mina, M-I-N-A, and you can get her on Facebook, which is just Mina Music. And she's basically kind of a Afrobeats kind of vibe, I would say. She's a DJ and producer, and she has a bi-weekly radio show on Radar Radio, which is a station in London. And yeah, she's done some really, really cool tracks. She's actually been to Ghana and all over the place, kind of producing tracks, making tracks. She's got some really sick mixes as well on her SoundCloud. So I definitely think you should check it out. That is Mina, M-I-N-A. And this is Pull Up to my Steel Bands. Maybe you could get someone else to say that in like a more African accent, but it's a tune.
Just pull up to me, bump back. Pull up to me, bump back. Come in, I am.
one is Phono. It's called Everybody Knows, featuring Anna Straker on the vocals. Such a tune. Obviously, it's following his massive hit, Real Joy, that came out, oh my gosh, earlier this year, actually. And, you know, something that's been spun again and again and again, you know, throughout summer. And he's back with an incredible track, and I'm into it. It's pretty dangerous, I'd say.
How dangerous!
Right, now it's time to start the top three. Every week I have my top three tracks that I have on rotation over and over throughout the week, and I just want to share with you in Spotlight because I think they're awesome, so, so good. Last week I did a Halloween themed one. This week I'm just going to go for a mishmash of three completely different genres. This one is by Pale Man. It's called Admiral. I'm absolutely in love with it. Pale Man can do nothing wrong. He's obviously signed to Swamp 81, and he's just a musical don. He is the legend that brought us the classic Leeds tune, Beezledub, which is I can't not love it. It's timeless. It's such a good track. I think that's a previous top three track as well. I'm just loving Pale Man at the moment. Oh my goodness. After this, top three, we'll be talking to Slut Drop, who had just arrived in the building. Very, very exciting stuff. And yeah, we're just going to have a chat, talk about some tunes. But this is my number three.
Three.
Thank you.
my number one, sorry, my number three. Oh my goodness, it's been a long day. My number three of my top three on rotation tracks comes from Pale Man. That one's Admiral. So, so good. And you can actually catch Pale Man tonight, actually, in Nottingham at Stealth, which is very, very exciting. He's kind of doing a bit of a tour as well. He's playing at Sankey's the week after as well, which is great news. Number two. It's gotta be Kano, Garage Skank.
So introduce rhythm, dim light. Me and a man of young from the
Oh, dangerous.
Yell them sing. Yell them sing. Box of the Rose. Shamson sing. Badman sing. Which man I want a badman sing? Must have been Chester. Absent sing. Ling it down. Ling it down. Come to the dance. Ling it down. White boy wasted. Gas it out. Two gun fingers. Garage skank. Oh, put the skip in the skippy flow. Oh, keep the kids on the tippy toes. Oh, put the skinners in videos. Who put the kits on the hit list? Who put the crisp in the biscuits? Man, like Fonty got missing though. Yeah, I'm a Robinson and don't live in Bow. If you don't know, man, that's a living goat. I rep East London with the realest quotes. Ride at it. Young Rocks on a ride at it. Fuck that, send a seat to Ethro. Fly at it. Yell them sing. Yell them sing. Box to the Rosie. Shamson sing. Badman sing. Which man I want a badman sing? Must have been chesty. Absency. Ling it down. Ling it down. Come to your shoes and ling it down. Right way wasted. Gas it out. Two gun fingers. Garage skank. Pop quiz. Oh, put the Eskig at Eskimo. Shell down last like Temper Pro and still put in petrol at Texaco. Who put metaphors in his crime shit? Man like Sharky and I did. Old school like Randy and them man there. Furthermore, Andrew and them man there. Crawford, man, our family with them man there. Little man sing with Ramsey and them man there. Ass corner, old dudes. Evening standard and them man there. Pick up enough like Bambi and them man there. Never floss like Lambie and them man there. If you ain't the Angies with them man there. Social man, I'm Antsy with them man there. Spider man, I'm Shamsi with them man there. Some man I pretend man. Us man here don't pally with them man. One green goose and pack up with 10 man. I don't really roll that, but if I do we can roll that. Bring cool that so we can pull that. Fool in right now we will fool that. Tell a girl white front. Love her underpants. Man a bedroom bully. Shabba ranks. Girl them sing. Girl them sing. Box to the Rosie. Shamson sing. Badman sing. Which man I want a badman sing? Must have been chesting. Absence. Ling it down. Ling it down. Come to your shoes and ling it down. White boy wasted. Gas it out. Two gun fingers. Ooh, ooh. There's an old little girl there running man down. True stories. You can't ling down a stage show like me. There's a whole little girl there running man down. Hey, I'll tell the girl them though. I'll tell the M2. And I can. In too deep. Plug them in too deep. Part of the furniture in this scene. That a free piece suit was still a free piece suite. Yeah, I spin a man on Billie Jean these beats. A man with a chat about TP3. That's the next thing. Over the fence thing. Bigger chopper, crossbar, bigger next thing. Set old lamps on a belt drive next thing. Set thing. Pitchy might pass in the next 10. I kept money in the box that my crepes come in. Before my first Wiley check come in. So what? Them man are flexing. Them man are keyboard flexing. Well, your girl's pum pum stinks like the A13 Vector exit. Wanna get immature, we can get spetsy. We don't do Twitter walls, you can get slept quick. Wanna get old school, we can get sex shit. But no baggers on deck shit. I'm so ghetto, my bridging was ignited by my electric. Now I got the fucking car from Scout Electric. But yo, we don't rave with no lip things. Dark and red skin, give me guess I got them sing.
My number two coming from Kano, Garage Skank. That's my best Garage MC voice. I'm sorry, I tried. So, so good. He's actually playing at Manchester next week. No, not week, not next week, the week after. Tuesday the 24th of November at Gorilla. So if you're a Kano fan, if you're a Grime fan, definitely check him out. Love him. So good. Right, number two. Number one. Oh my goodness, what's happening today?
One.
Number one is I think it's a good choice, I'd say. It's from SYV. This is called Hot in Brackets Cold. I'm not sure about the brackets, but it's there. It's there. This is actually available for free download on SoundCloud, on Animax Free Music Monday. So that's where I got it from. You should definitely check them out. They're called SYV. And this track's had about 13,000 plays. So let's, you know, let's keep supporting them and keep reposting it and sharing it because it's such a tune. These guys are amazing. I've been playing them on my show for about a year now and they're kind of, you know, they're getting the ball rolling now as young artists. They're a duo and they're signed to Black Butter, so a lot of, you know, expect to see a lot from SYV in the future for sure. For sure. After this, we'll be speaking to the Slut Drop Gals, so get ready for that. We'll be talking about Selected, we'll be talking about other nights out as well, and just having a good time playing some tunes. You know how it is. This is Dangerous Jag here on air till 8 p.m. and this is SYV.
Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot flow cold. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot loco wrist. Hand to a B.I. With a hot loco wrist. Ride or die, chick. With a hot flow cold.
Incredible SYV, and that was my number one for my on rotation top three tracks this week. But now it's enough about me. I've got Slut Drop in the building. What's going on?
Hello.
Do you like how I collectively? Oh, hello. How I collectively refer to you as Slut Drop?
Yeah, we like that a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
But when you're not collectively known as Slut Drop, what are your names? Tell the people who you are.
I'm Una.
I'm Kat.
Okay. And what?
And
do you
Bernie call? Should be here,
yeah,
but
two-thirds of Slut Drop.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of Slut Drop. That's okay. Like, so it's good enough for me. It's good enough for Danger.
Two out of three.
Yeah. It's all good. So yeah, you guys put on nights. You DJ. Tell me about what you do in detail, because I don't know much about you. I mean, this is the first time we've met officially, which is crazy. So yeah, do you want to just go for it? What do you do?
Well, we've been putting on this night, Slut Drop, for about a year and a half now. It's kind of a DIY night. We work with Chunk, who are an amazing arts and music like DIY collective based on Mima Broad next to Jet Garage. And we platform women DJs, so we have all women lineups. And we like to play hip hop, grime, trap, and
heavy.
Experimental. Yeah. Yeah, as heavy as possible, basically.
That's awesome. And yeah, and of course, like Kat, you're playing at Selected.
I know, so excited.
Very exciting. Yeah, on Monday, excited. The 9th of November. Tickets are selling out fast for that. So if you're listening and you're like, kind of want to go, you definitely need to get a ticket. You can find them online via Outnight. And it's all very exciting. But we'll talk about Selected a bit later, I think. You've got some tracks for us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exciting. Yeah. So I think we should go into one, then we'll have a bit more of a chat. So do you want to talk about the one you've chosen for the first one? The first song.
This girl Laura Clock just recently came across it. I'm not really sure why, and it's quite a short track actually, but it's got a nice little rap verse in there, and it's just cool.
All right, cool. Let's go into it. Here we go.
Hi, this is B-Traits, and you're listening to Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio.
I love that track. That was amazing.
Cool.
Good choice, Kat. Good choice. So, I'm joined with Slut Drop here on Leeds Student Radio, myself, Dangerous Jag, and we're just having a good time playing some tunes. I think we should talk about kind of, I think, the amazingly talented female DJs and producers that are, you know, happening at the moment, because there are so many, and that's something you guys champion on your nights, isn't it?
Yeah, like, definitely.
Are there any people in particular that you're really into at the moment?
We really love Toki Monster.
Yeah,
she played in Belgrade.
Who is that?
She's an awesome producer, and if you ever get the chance to see her live, like, she's absolutely wicked. When she played in Belgrade, like, sometime this year, I don't remember when, a few months
ago.
Yeah,
I can't remember now, but it was this year.
It was sick.
Really?
It was great.
What kind of vibe?
That's difficult. What would you say?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, her set was like a DJ set, and her production's quite different from that.
Yeah.
She'd drop a lot of her stuff as well. So some of it's quite ambient and some of it's like really like, she's done a lot of remixes and some of it's like quite up tempo.
Yeah.
But
and some of it will be quite like quite big really. And heavy, and then she dropped some PC music in the middle of a set.
It's like, yeah. And loads of tracks as well, yeah.
Oh, amazing. But I think that's great. Like, I think for me anyway, like I like to mix it up. Like, I can't really define myself to one genre, and I think that's important because one, you don't want to be boring. What's that, you know, like, and it's when you like someone I love, I think Monkey is an incredible DJ because she just mixed up. She'll play like some jungle, and then like who did she play like Missy Elliott or something, like just dropped it, Get Your Freak On, and it was like so sick, like those songs that kind of just, you know,
I think that's so skillful as a DJ as well, to get that vibe right
and
to be able to put that stuff together.
I think so.
Risky
move. But Kat, what kind of stuff do you DJ? Like, if you could, I hate this question because everyone asks you and you're like, I should have prepared an answer, whatever. But
it's like it's a hard and an easy question at the same time because of Slut Drop and the fact that we are hip hop, electronic, and experimental. It kind of means that I generally play that, and also like those words mean a lot, like electronic, that covers so many things.
Exactly.
So yeah, I guess I have been playing a lot of grime lately, a lot of trap, and yeah, I've been really into like kind of loads of electronic stuff, but I guess I'll kind of play anything if I like it.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, I guess if you had to define it, then it would just be Slut Drop style.
Slut Drop style. That's awesome. Like, have you guys thought about, I don't know, turning into a label or, you know, doing stuff that way? Or I don't know.
I think we would like to, like, build up resources to be able to support, like, local artists and kind of smaller people or people who are just getting started.
Yeah.
Or kind of those people, which I think, like, a lot of women are often sort of in this stage of like they're DJ a bit at home and they won't really like call themselves a DJ and then don't play out a lot, and to be able to like encourage those people.
Yeah.
So that would be really nice, like once we kind of get to the point where we have resources, and like hoping to build up some equipment so that people can use that if they've not got their own. So
it's a long process though.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I can imagine. Yeah. And like, because you guys have jobs as well, so you've got to balance like real life with fun stuff.
it's just funds, isn't it? It's always just like breaking even.
It's true.
Yeah, working that stuff out. Yeah,
fair enough. And yeah, you guys have got a night coming up, I believe.
We have.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Which you're DJing at.
Yes, I am.
Which you're very excited about.
I'm excited. Thank you, by the way. It's on the 28th.
Yeah, 28th November. At Chunk. Which is where we always have it.
Yeah,
we love Chunk.
Yeah, I've never been to Chunk. Tell me about Chunk, because I've heard great things.
We love Chunk.
Laugh about life.
Really? What do you love about it? It's quite small, I think, is it?
Yeah, it's a nice, like, small, very DIY, kind of, like, cozy venue. It's normally a practice space, so it's quite a few bands now using it, and they're a cooperative. And so kind of on the day of Slut Drop, they'll clear all the gear out for us, and then we work on the venue, which is really fun because we can like do our own art inside and kind of just make it all
kind of open to us doing whatever we want with the space, which is nice.
But it's great working with them because they're just amazing people, basically. Like, they're totally kind of on the same aim as us, I think. Like, because they come from a punk background, a lot of the kind of punk ethos and history has a lot in common with what we're trying to do, so it's really, really nice working with those guys.
That's so exciting. I can't wait for the night. And where can people get tickets? Is that online or...?
Yeah, if you go online on our Facebook page, you can find tickets on the Facebook event.
Slut Drop number 5.
Slut Drop hashtag number 5. Yeah.
I can't believe we're
number 5. I know.
How does it feel? Because like for my event selected, this is the third/fourth, we did like a small DJ set, fourth one technically, and like I'm like, how did this happen? Like, it's crazy, like, to think you come up with an idea and you kind of start writing things down, and then when you're doing an event, the beautiful thing is you can see it unraveling, you can see your vision literally coming to life. It's awesome.
Slut Drop, like the first Slut Drop was a house party in our house where we just got two sound systems in different rooms.
Cleared out all the furniture,
just cleared the whole house out of furniture and just put some systems in and called it Slut Drop. And
where did the name come from? That's what I want to know. Where did the name come from? Were you doing a slut? Were you mid Slut Drop? Like, oh my god, that's it!
Yes,
that was it, wasn't it? I knew it.
It took us quite a while to find the name that we wanted, actually, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It was hard.
I think once just Slutdrop just made us laugh, and we were just great. Like,
and
just,
it's, yeah, it's, yeah, like eye catching. I'm like, yeah, I've got Slutdrop on my show later. People are like, sorry, what?
I think also because like we wanted to platform women, but we also wanted to get away a little bit from that kind of feminism that's very like a little bit anti-sex and a little bit like scary. Judgmental. Like, yeah, we wanted to just like make quite a statement that wasn't really anything to do with us. So that was part of it as well.
But. Yeah. And just getting down to the music, doing a slut drop.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do you have like a high rate of people doing slut drops at your nights, would you say?
We actually don't. I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen... I don't think I saw anyone slut drop.
You say, I'm going to do one then, if that hasn't happened yet.
Please do. Please do. I would be so, so happy if that happens.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Oh my goodness. Okay. Should you play another track? We've got loads. What would you like?
I don't mind. Well, Una's track that you proposed, we could play that.
Oh yeah, I heard this. So we heard this like last week, Forbidden Knowledge, by Rory.
Wilson. Tell me about it. What is it?
Rory's, I don't know that much about him. He's really young, he's from the States. I've heard a few of his other tracks and nothing got me very excited. Although I know a lot of people who really like his other stuff. It's a little bit more acoustic, whereas this is like a bit more electronic. It's more of a rap, really.
Okay, cool. I haven't heard this. I've heard his other stuff, but
yeah, this is a little bit different and I love it.
Alright, cool, here we go.
Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. I spend large hours of my days alone. I don't believe we share this universal space alone. I think we got a lot from them. They gave us phones, internet, and now we all know what is forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge is too great for a man. Think if man could read your mind, you think that man understands how to use it with integrity, not conquering land? Would it be good if we increased the lifespan? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. We can grow out of control like cancer under the skin of Mother Nature. Busy cities much alike to a tumor. Too many cells, the residents, the body's polluter. I say Wusa and Ali, you the chubby doobie, the Judah, child of Jacob. I know my history, I know we are Moors. There's a universe in her afro. Hold us back though, there's a power in the black folk. Well, that's forbidden knowledge. At first they wanna keep us separate but equal, but it's not, and so we fight against the hatred and evil. Now they let us think we got it and they killing our people. Why does history repeat like a sequel? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. It's got a man watching TV like people, rewinding his favorite parts to playing back like it's TiVo. Have I wrote this shit before? It all feels like a redo, and deja vu is left to die like our dreams do. But that's forbidden knowledge. I have some shocking memories as a kid, waking up onto a table, a lab, some type of biz, too vivid to be a nightmare. Mom would tell me that shit, can't remember anything that they did. Guess that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge. Dreams another kind of preview to heaven. We manifest a reality based on our personality. Karma from shit we did since the day we were 7. So did you share toys or did you masturbate at 11? I'm just a 90s baby and millennial kid. Indigo's on the rise to make perennial shift. Hope this music stands long as redwoods, sequoias, pyramids, and stones like stones from Stonehenge. Come on, let the future tell the truth. Cause you a shell of you, you played your cards wrong. Now you got hell in you. Be glad I still retain respect for you. Cause I got bullets that'll kill you if your vest is hell and heaven proof. I never understand your corporate greed. Just a group of people, all they want is more than they need. Signing off on papers blinded to the pain overseas. Blood resulting from the ink that they bleed. But that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge.
So, who put the liquor store across the street from the gun shop? In the park, a hop skipping a dark way from the gunshots that rang out in the neighborhood where the youth misunderstood, fighting over concrete squares where the laws just ain't no good.
I think the agenda's meant to kill us all. Like, what good is education long as you can ball? Standing on the couch inside the club and hit the mall. Billy feed a bum, but you buy it all. I think they laughing at us. Cause while we watching some cable, they was talking about the economy, sharecroppers and stables. How to keep a horse running his course. Give him some blinders so that he lack remorse. Who's ever right beside him is on kind. I pray you dig deeper if you don't find what you're looking for on the surface. The knowledge that you need can't be next to your church. That you every bit of worth and not worthless. You kings and queens were meant for better things than flexing on the scene or bursting out the seams of your blouse that you told yourself you never wear outside your mama's highs. Cause the energy it lends put strong women down,
down.
Brother, look, you don't need to go to jail just to read you a book. I wonder what Malcolm found after going to Mecca, or the mind state of Martin after visiting Selma. Two leaders that were slain for speaking the topic on the schemers and the reapers of forbidden knowledge.
Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge.
Forbidden knowledge.
You're listening to Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio.
And I am joined by the wonderful Slut Drop. I love it. Una and Kat from Slut Drop. And we're just having a good time chatting, just loving life. We're just talking about how much we love Leeds.
Yeah,
it's great. Like, it's a great place. The scene here, what I like about it is like you can kind of just walk out your door one day and be like, you know, I'm going to do this today. Or just stumble upon something really cool and different.
Yeah.
And especially in these really cool venues, like places like Chunk or like Canal Mills, they'll have like a burger festival there. Then you'll have like some, you know, big night there. It's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I think as a city, it's kind of big enough that there's loads happening, and then small enough so you can really, really get to know like a lot of people, and a lot of people like work together, and you get these little communities like Chunk or like stuff like Cosmic Slop happening.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
of course.
It's great.
That's so cool. So yeah, what other nights do you like to go to then? Apart from your own, of course.
I feel like I haven't actually been out in ages, in Leeds.
What's going on?
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, we set up Slut Jump because one of the main reasons was because we couldn't find the music that we wanted in Leeds. We were going to, like, Manchester and London tonight.
Yeah.
So that's why we started Slut Jump.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, awesome nights in Leeds. Like, obviously, there's like, Subdub, like, big ones like that. And then, yeah, smaller
Either
stuff like
sometimes
Cosmic.
Sometimes have some cool stuff on, too.
Yeah. And Belgrave as well have some really great gigs on. Yeah. Obviously, like, everything that's happening with Brudenell.
Yeah.
There's always great stuff on there. So, yeah, there's lots of wicked music in Leeds. But we were just finding, like, for the stuff that we were listening to, they were really into. Like, the kind of hip-hop that we like, and especially because we like trap, we were having to go to, like, Manchester and London all the time to see the artists we wanted to see. So, yeah.
This is a good event this weekend.
There is.
What is it?
It's a fundraiser for refugees in Leeds and Calais.
Yeah.
And it's, what's it called? Jamboree.
Jamboree. I didn't want to say it because I was like, is that right?
Where's
it Jamboree?
So it's happening. It's over 2 days. It's tomorrow night at Hope House with DJs from Cosmic Slop, from, is it Audio Chronicles?
Michael J.
Yeah. And then on Sunday there's like art and music, like a lot of really great bands from Leeds playing on the Sunday.
That's
at
sick.
Live Art Bistro. So people should check that out. Jamboree. If you type in Jamboree Calais, I think, into Facebook, it should come up.
Jamboree. That's such a random name. I don't even know where to go with that. Again, having a bold name is a great marketing thing. You know, it's cool. I wanted to ask you about Lady Leisha, because so you had her play at your night on Halloween last weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. Wow.
It does feel quite a while ago.
Wow. Last weekend. How was that? How was Lady Leisha? What's she like as a person? Curious.
How was that? It was. It taught us some lessons about working with big artists. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit difficult, to be honest. Like, there was definitely some communication issues with her management team. And they also didn't want to come for a sound check, little things like that. So it was, quite a struggle, really.
Yeah. But you got through it.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you say, like, you learn from all these things and, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think just what was difficult there and probably, like, a little bit disappointing was to kind of have an artist who we have, like, a lot of respect for. She's such a cool rapper. Like, she's awesome. But who, in the end, didn't seem to be, like, incredibly concerned about sound or music on the night, which was really, really difficult for
just
us to deal with as a
really,
DIY night.
Yeah.
And
really, like, not, really difficult to deal with.
Yeah. Because it's obviously really hard to, like, get your sound set up right when people aren't sending you over like a text back and things like that. Professionalism, really. Yeah, so it was a little bit of a struggle, but
she were pretty in and out. So we didn't really speak to her very much.
Yeah.
Was it the last day of her tour?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh yeah, she's to be fair.
So it could have been something to do with that, but so it was a little bit difficult in the end, but we did have fun.
Exactly, but the next one on the 28th will be sick.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I mean, it was a one-off and a little bit of an experiment for us to like kind of try out booking someone a bit bigger. Like, we've always wanted to have an MC.
Yeah.
And so we are like, we're glad that we did it for that reason. Like, it was so cool to like finally have an MC in that room.
And a girl from the Midlands.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, what we're focused on usually is like booking smaller artists and using our budget to like be able to pay local artists, people who would often like end up playing gigs for free.
Yeah.
And like, or you know, wouldn't get to play out that much necessarily. So in the long run, that's normally what we're focused on, and that's kind of what we'll be putting our energy into in the future.
That's sick, guys. Okay, I want to ask one more question. Takat, what can we expect from your set at Selected on Monday?
Well, I've still got loads of grime that it's not out my system yet.
That's fine. So we're happy. Happy to have it. Happy to take it.
Because I realised that there was loads of music that I'd got towards the end of the month, last month, to kind of like work into my set for Saturday, and then I just somehow didn't actually come back across it until a few days ago, and I was like, oh yeah, I've got all this new music that I didn't even use.
Yeah.
So there's some of that in there. But I'm a bit, what are they called? Goon Club All Stars or something?
Yeah, that label? That's the label that Missing Nose
Yeah,
on, isn't it?
They're like really into them at the moment, so quite a lot of their guys' stuff. And yeah, probably a bit grimy, but it's been a while since I've played some trap, so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's still coming together, so it will just, you have to wait and see. Really heavy, probably quite heavy. No, generally, you can always expect heavy.
Definitely,
I can't wait. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Let's do this again.
Definitely.
We've got one more track. Do you want to choose one more?
What should we do? Ada, do you want to pick one? No, I was maybe. Oh, do you know what? It might have to be Up Down, because that is what the Monday song and the next Such Up's going to be.
Yeah. Is this defining you right now, this track?
I think it's defining me, Monday, next Such Up. Yeah. It's going to go down.
Awesome. Right, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Takat at Selected on Monday, the 9th of November. And after this, Youth Club Sounds are up and they're also playing. So it's just like a Selected takeover, really. It's awesome. I'll be back next Friday on Leeds Student Radio, 7 to 8. Here we go.
It's going to go down. It's going to go down. Oh, my God. It's gonna go down. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.